Welcome, everyone. It's another edition of The Good Stuff. Yep, Mike and Kim back on the airwaves here on your local station. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board extends a welcome to you to spend some time in the Valentine area, right at the intersections of Highways 20 and 83, going east and west and north and south. You'll find us on a lot of maps, a lot of good things to do here. Maybe a river trip, a lake trip, a little fishing, a little hunting. Yep, check it all out at visitvalentine.com.
Let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. Not all farmers and ranchers are cut from the same cloth. Some just dabble and others are born into it. The ones who are up at dawn herding, feeding, selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's what they go to. Covering all corners of agriculture from grain to gears, it's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News.
This is something from Lucy Blades today called Abort, Retry, Ignore. Once upon a midnight dreary, fingers cramped and vision blurry, system manuals piled high and wasted paper on the floor, longing for the warmth of bed sheets. Still, I sat there doing spreadsheets. Having reached the bottom line, I took a floppy from the drawer, typing with a steady hand. I then invoked the save command, but got instead a reprimand. It read, abort, retry, ignore. With this some occult illusion, some maniacal type intrusion? These were choices Solomon himself had never faced before. Carefully, I weighed my options. These three seemed to be the top ones. Clearly, I must now adopt one. Choose, abort, retry, ignore. With my fingers pale and trembling, slowly toward this keyboard bending, longing for a happy ending, hoping all would be restored, praying for some guarantee, finally, I pressed a key. But what on the screen did I see? Again, abort, retry, ignore. I tried to catch the chips off guard. I pressed again, but twice as hard. But luck was just not on the cards. I saw what I had seen before. Now I typed in desperation, trying random combinations. Still, there came the incantation, abort, retry, ignore. There I sat, distraught, exhausted, by my own machine accosted. Getting up, I turned away and paced across the office floor. And then I saw an awful sight. A bold and blinding flash of light, a lightning bolt that cut the night and shook me to my very core. The PC screen collapsed and died. Oh no, my database, I cried. I heard a distant voice reply. You'll see your spreadsheets nevermore. To this day, I do not know the place to which our data goes. Perhaps it goes to heaven, where the angels have it stored. But as for productivity, well, I fear this has gone straight to hell. And that's the tale I have to tell. Your choice, abort, retry, ignore. From Lucy Blades today.
That's interesting. We've been sharing some of these, and I've got another batch that I really like. You know you're a homeschool mom when your husband can walk in at the end of a long day and tell how the science experiment went just by looking at the house.
The telltale signs of a small explosion.
Yeah. And you never have to drive your child's forgotten lunch to school.
That's true. We'll just make it up right there again.
Your child will never suffer the embarrassment of group showers after PE.
Oh,
and you know you're a homeschool mom when the only debate after the school lunch program is whose turn is it to cook?
Oh, yeah, we got to take turns at that. Chores, you know.
Absolutely. You never have to face a dilemma of whether to take your child's side or the teacher's side in a dispute at school.
You know who's right.
Yeah, exactly. If your child gets drugs at school, it's probably Tylenol.
More than likely.
Oh, and you know you're a homeschooled mother when your neighbors think you are insane.
Yep.
Oh, your kids learn new vocabulary from their extensive collection of Calvin and Hobbes books.
Calvin and Hobbes. I haven't read them for a long time.
Yeah. Your formal dining room now has a computer, copy machine, and there are educational posters and maps all over the walls. Oh, you know you're homeschool mom when you have mealworms growing in a container. On purpose.
On purpose.
On purpose.
All right. We'll have to save some more of those for another day. But thanks, everybody, for tuning in and listening to this great radio station and the good stuff.